Yeah.
And how can I hear the mic?
Sure,
sure.
I can hear I'm sounding.
Yeah.
Then we do
calibration,
yeah?
Yo, okay, yeah, fuck yes, man. Yeah.
Let's go.
So, what?
Young man walks down the corner, apologies. All these people take their philosophers like Socrates. You know when we come to, we just got two magazines. See us in the black, in the black, them limousines. All these people just talking like that we're equal. They know that we just can eat, and they know that we're not equal. What? Apologies, apologies. I've been talking facts and not politics. You are not Socrates. Pass out, blow. Could you lock it out? Take a lock off it out. Get him on a blow. Bow, cocker, stop my rock belly out. Send a trap, can be go. What if I say? Can it wow? Pull all in a panic, Joe. Spherical, all those who cook at two. Cassie Quo, also slaughtered at two. Can it wow? Banana, panic, Joe. Double lawyer, love and lie. Double lawyer. What's up, pass up and loud? got like a fellow. Kill him all up below.
Hello, everybody. My name's Gene, and we are joined in the Subcity Studios. You just heard by Lord Spikehart.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was so great.
It was fun, you know.
Yeah. So we heard two songs there, Vistas and Cult Brazen.
Yeah.
And those are both from your new album. What came out last year?
The Adept.
Came out last year. So what can you tell me about those two songs specifically?
Those two songs are very like close to my heart because they are like one of my favorite tracks. Vistas, I made it like a few years ago before I made the new album for The Adept. Vistas is more about like where I come from, like in Kenya, because there's a lot of like landscapes and sceneries that are very beautiful and nature and everything. So it was like like a tribute to that, because it's a beautiful place but people are still struggling a lot, and like it's like a contrast to how people are, like, you know, their daily lives are, to where they stay. So at the end of the song, I say free my friends, because, you know, there should be like the nature there. There should be like the vistas, like horizon, boundless and everything, limitlessness, you know. So that was about vistas, like that was what it's about. And Cult Brazen, I met with Brodinski, actually. And it's about like having, you know, being bold and brave and being good at the same time, you know, and also going for what you believe in and staying true to yourself, you know. So like, you know, normally now it's not that popular to be, you know, bold and like to make waves and to stand out, you know. So I'm like, you know, we should be brazen with what we love and with what we would like to do. So like we should really like own our spaces where we are, you know, and like take full control of our realities. So that's what it's all about.
It's great message. Yes. And then so with this album, like your first solo album, did you go into the creative process with a sort of intention, with a way like you wanted it to come out a certain way, or did you just sort of start writing and see how it went?
Yes, I did, actually. My main plan was to explore all these sounds and influences. I love personally, I listen to all these different types of music, and I wanted to make a record that to me like feels like close to what I hear in my head, you know, like close to home and everything. So I was very intentional with everything, and I really knew what I wanted. And like some tracks just happened on their own, I won't lie, you know, but like some of them were like really like, you know, we wanted them to go in another direction, like really heavy and dark, but still, you know, having this positive message with them. So I would say a bit of both, maybe. A bit of both happened during the making of that album.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly you achieved a heavy and dark sound for sure. I don't think anyone's gonna question that. I mean, like, I wanted to ask when you sort of discovered music that really was tapping into that dark energy, and what kind of some of your early inspirations were.
Oh, yes, for sure. I would say back in like 2009, around that time, when I just left high school, and I was listening to a lot of rock and roll, you know, like Three Days Grace, Coldplay, Maroon 5, you know, this kind of stuff.
Sure.
But like, I found a band called Suicide Silence. It was playing on the radio in Kenya. They had this show called there's a session called XFM. They had a show called Metal to Midnight. And when I heard that track, I was like, damn, what's going on? Like, the guy was speaking in like in his two people, but he's one guy, and like the crowd was insane. The mosh pits were going hard, so hard. So for me, I was like, damn, this is the most extreme music I've ever found and ever existed. And I didn't know it exists at all.
Yeah.
I just thought like rock was hard, and like, you know, Avenged Sevenfold, you know. But like, I found like there were these other crazy, crazy subgenres into metal, and like I really wanted to, you know, venture into that. So for me, I just felt like a natural like calling towards that kind of direction, you know, because that's how I am, you know. Yeah,
and
so much energy.
Yeah, and when you sort of found that calling, was it very quickly that you wanted to sing in that style?
Actually,
it's a hard task, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, for me, I wanted to become a drummer, you know. I just wanted to make a band ASAP, you know.
Yeah.
But I found that, you know, at that time, I couldn't afford instruments and everything. So I had just my voice, you know, the cheapest instrument I could find at that time. So I was like, yo, let's try to sing, you know. And I would follow, like, Bloodbath, Mika Lagerfeld, Opeth, you know. And, like, I was, like, so inspired by them. And I was so, like, into it because I realized that the voice, the human voice, you can do so many things. Like, there's so many ranges and spectrums to it. And, you know, you can always control it. You know, it's with you, you know. So for me, it came as a out of necessity, actually, because I just wanted to be in a band.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really afford instruments. So I just started singing. And, like, I really loved it also, like, being on stage and everything, like, from my background in church. So, yeah.
Yeah. And was it easy to find,
like,
people to be in a band with? Is there a big scene?
Yeah. Where you're actually, from? Actually, funny thing, that time the scene was booming in Kenya because, like, there were even like this, all these Facebook groups and like all these clubs that were playing rock and roll and metal, you know, events every weekend. So it was, I was so happy to find that scene because I come from a small town out of Nairobi in Kenya. I come in from a small town called Nakuru. So when I went to Nairobi, because my sister and my brother were staying there, I found this whole thing happening and there were actual bands. Like, I couldn't believe it, you know, like that was crazy for me. Like, because I would just watch on YouTube, like all this stuff happening, but to find bands, like people playing bass, people going hard on blast beats, like live, you know, it was so crazy for me, and I had to be involved in it.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah I just loved it immediately.
I know that feeling when you get hit by a bug.
Boom.
I remember picking up a guitar for the first time and just thinking, well, the rest of my life is spelled out in front of me. It's like that. There's nothing you can do.
For real. And the community was really loving, like, you know, I had gone to different shows before, and people would rob each other at some point. But the shows are for rock and metal. People are like family, like really cool people. Like, and they were very intellectual too. And like, they were doing like real serious stuff in the real world. Like, people are lawyers, people are on TV, they were presenters. Like, I really loved it. Like, it was so, like, you know, intelligent for me to be there.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the case. Yeah. I found it growing up where...
Yeah.
The sort of outside perception of metal is that it's going to be these like scary people, and then it's like it's the friendliest community of people.
Community. Yeah, for real. That really.
I know, it's such a such a funny, like, all these lies you're fed about, like,
for
metal
real,
bands,
man. You know, and it's not real. Yeah, for me it was like, yo, this is where I belong, you know. You go in the club, everyone says hi to you from the door to the end of the club, like, come on. Too much love.
too much. And so you're playing at Exit tonight.
Yeah, tonight I'm at Exit.
We love Exit here at Sub City Art. Our most recent event was there.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful space.
Mm.
Have you played live in Glasgow before this?
Actually, this is my first time ever in Glasgow. So, like, this is the first show ever in Glasgow. So I'm so excited.
Oh, we're so happy to welcome you here.
Thank you so
and
much.
And what about kind of like the touring process in general? How do you usually find that? I mean, going to all these different places, having them welcome your music.
Wow, for me, it's still like a big surprise to me. It's still surreal. Like, I never get used to it, you know?
Yeah.
And we work very hard, you know, with my wife, because she's also my tour manager and also she does the tour, the management for my record label and everything, work together.
Right.
So to record these songs at home together, and then we listen to them, and then to come now to the world and people are like, yo, this song is nice. Like, I've never gotten used to it, and I really love it. Like, just to present it and to see the physical side of it, you know, in the masses,
Oh, I
so
can imagine.
Interesting. Yeah, so interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was interesting about, like, do you, I think you've carved out this really unique sound as well. I was interested, it's like, did you have instances where shows, or like people have maybe like been shocked by like the types of music and not if you know what I mean,
like, like shocked, like,
or just like like responses to such a such a sort of new sound. Like, is has it always been receptive, or have there been times in your career where it's like you felt as if people maybe haven't gotten what you're trying to do?
Actually, many times, many times, because I've seen like maybe some sounds for them are too extreme, or like it's too, like, you know, out of your comfort zones, you know, sonically. So I find that there, you know, and it's okay, because, you know, I make this for this music, you know, for the people who get it, you know?
Yeah.
And like the people get it, really get it. Like, yeah. And the people who don't get it, like they take their time, but eventually they get into it, because there's a whole wide spectrum to my music. I mix a lot of sounds. I mix a lot of influences, like metal, rock and roll, dancehall, like electronic, techno, all this GABA stuff, like kind of here and there, you know, African traditional, like influences inside there, rhythms and all that. So for me, I'm okay with that. You know, for me, I'm really just, I really just want to like make the music, you know, and it just happens to come out like that. And for me, it's like just a joy to share it, and like just to make it, and like just to leave it, and like people can translate it the way they feel like. Like, that's okay with me.
Yeah, I think that's always, sure. I think that's always the case, which is that like, if you've, if the music that you're making is bringing joy to you, then it's going to bring joy. Then it's going to bring joy to the people who you want to hear it and who really get it.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to ask who you feel are your biggest influences, or you know, even just maybe not influences, but just the people you're listening to at the moment who you just think are doing really cool stuff.
Oh my god! Okay, I would say back in the day or now.
Either way, just either way. Like,
okay. Oh my god, there's a lot. There's a lot. But I really liked Fela Kuti, you know, from Africa down there. Also Miriam Makeba, all these guys, Oliver Mtukudzi also. Also, like, they're these heavy, heavy bands I love. Like, of course, you said Silence, like Carnifex, Cannibal Corpse, Suffocation, you know. Also, from the performance side, I get a lot of inspiration from dancehall, like Vybz Kartel.
Right.
Major inspiration, Vybz Kartel, Sean Storm, Tommy Lee Sparta. You know, I love their attitude and how they're just energy on top of energy. And I like, you know, I like to listen to a lot of other things, but I really gravitate towards stuff that's very, like, you know, interesting. Like something, you see somebody put their thought behind it.
Yeah.
It really, like, attracts me a lot. So I find myself also listening to, like funk, you know, and, like, different things, like synthwave also sometimes, you know. But, yeah, I would say I just, because I like to absorb everything, you know, I don't want to put any limit to myself or to my life, you know. So I'm like really, like I figured out who I want to be, you know, and I go for those performances that match the kind of attitude I have. Kind of metal, dancehall, and African music, I would say.
Right. And so, I don't know if there's anything you can tell us and tell our listeners about what's coming up in the future.
Oh yeah. And, oh my god. Right now.
Are you always working on new music?
Yes, sir.
Does it?
Oh my god. Every day. I'm a studio monk. I don't even leave studio. I don't even go out. I don't go anywhere. I go in the morning. I leave at night, 12, 1 o'clock. You know, because I just scratch the surface with this. So I just want to go deeper and deeper. And I love being in studios. I love being in the speakers in front of me. You know, I just love sound systems, you know, performing live. So right now, we are working on the second album right now. And already we have some tracks, like, we have finished already, but we're still going to add more. We're still working on more. And for me, it's so interesting for me just to explore, like, how, what will happen also, you know, because I approach it, like, with an open mind, you know. But I still have this vision I want to accomplish, but I still get what I can, and then I kind of solidify it to become what I imagine it to be. So yeah, for me, it's mostly, like, I want to go very hard on the sonics and also the visuals also. I want to make, like, really interesting videos and very, like, you know, like... like immersive graphic things, you know. And
do you do a lot of that visual work yourself?
I would say not really myself, because my wife helps me a lot, because with also you know, like, she has this, like, art side to her, like, because she does art collection and art dealing,
right.
I like that perspective, somebody who doesn't do what I do, but they know what we are doing. So I like it very much. So Yeah, there's a lot of people who help us, like all these videographers, like for example, Ivano Muto, our friend Simone Trabucchi from Milan. Those are our main video guys. They almost shot all the best stuff I've ever had. So, cool. We just like kind of get the track and then we go over it together and then, you know, like think of scenes and go to the lyrics and everything. So it just comes together like this.
Yeah, yeah. So almost like you're seeing your point of view that you can express for your music and you see someone else pick up on it and express it and this whole other art form.
Oh my God, and it's a bigger thing than I could even expect, you know. So for me, I'm always open to collaborate because I can get, because the strength of the collaborator will become my strength and my strength will become their strength. So we're all strong in the end. So that's really strong. Yeah, I love that.
And it almost like makes you... Yeah. It makes you figure out what you were going for even
much clearer, exactly, more clarity. Also, I learned a lot during that process too. I learned stuff I never knew and stuff, so it's very nice.
Yeah, well, I think like the social aspect of music is such an important. I mean, I think we definitely talk about that a lot in terms of the radio. Is that like we're reaching all of these people, and so many people. You know, they're getting their music through like algorithms and suggestions. Yeah. But the idea that, you know, you can tune into Sub City and you can hear a real person recommend you their music. I think it just makes it all the better when there's that social element of it. Yeah.
People who share new music with you are important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much. For real.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you too, Subsidian.
Those performances were amazing. Yeah,
tonight, we're going down at Exit.
Yeah.
Exit Glasgow, yo. Oh, turn up. Come through. Wait. Come with your friends. Come with your family. Come with your pets. Come with everybody. The pit's lit.
They'll let everyone...
Everybody welcome. Let's go.
Yeah. And so this is sort of the start of the tour. So, you've got the rest of the UK.
Yeah,
is waiting
UK,
for it,
Leeds, Manchester, London tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The second show of the tour, so yeah.
That's right. Well, so what was the first show, is it?
The first show was in Austria, in Graz.
Right.
The Elevate Festival.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, so we just pulled up there last week, so yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
And how was that show?
It was amazing, man. It was fucking awesome. It was a lot of fun.
A good way to start off.
High note.
Yeah. Oh, well, and we've got you've nice and warmed up with those two songs as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for coming in, and we can't wait to see
the
show tonight.
My pleasure to be here, man. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you.